According to a report by Reuters, on Tuesday, Pittsburgh's Jewish community was gathering to bury the first victims of the deadliest attack on the U.S. Jewish community as critics prepared to protest President Donald Trump's visit to the city. Just 1 year ago, Trump was criticized for his decision to overturn decades of U.S. policy to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Now he is reportedly being accused of encouraging white nationalists and neo-Nazis who have publicly embraced him. Trump told Fox News on Monday night that he would visit hospitalized police officers and other people wounded in the mass shooting. In addition to the 11 mostly elderly worshippers who were killed, 6 people, including 4 police officers, were wounded before the suspect was shot by police and surrendered. Reuters reports that 2 of the surviving victims remained hospitalized in critical condition.